everybody. It's Michelle here from Booth Sounds, giving you the sound of yet another girls' night in or out in meal. I always get those mixed up. It is Meal Monday. So I'm doing an experiment. About a year ago, last Meyer Lemon season, a friend had given me some, and we tried it with some chicken. Now, Meyer Lemons, if you haven't had them before, I would suggest that you do, because they are sweet yet tart. So they're sweeter, like sweeter than the usual lemon, but have that same, that tartness still. It's like having lemonade, to me anyway. So I decided, well, I'm creaming pasta, and we haven't had for a while. So I was thinking about doing some pasta and sauce, and I was going to just grab a couple fish fillets from downstairs, but I forgot to take them out today. So I went to the Italian Center shop and got a few ingredients. Now, I have been something on, like a boo on them. So, this will be a first of, I'm going to say maybe about half the ingredients being from that, a half to two thirds. So anyway, they called this a seafood combo. Now they're in it, there's mussels, seafood mix. There's mussels, there's squid, there's clams. It's a really beautiful mixture. So perfect to go with lemon. I got some Italian flat leaf parsley. I got some cilantro too, but I'm not going to use that. It's been suggested that I not. So, I've got some dill, because to me, dill is perfect in Italian, or not Italian, but in with seafood. I got a zucchini. I got a couple onions because we're totally out, and some cilantro, as I said earlier. So that'll have to be put away later. But for now, I'll relist my ingredients. So here at home, I have a half of a red pepper. I used the other half yesterday when I made chili rice. Some green onion. Usually in my Italian dishes, I slightly caramelize my onions, but because this is green onion, I think I'm going to do things a little bit differently. Because with those, it's different. My parsley, my seafood mix, my two Meyer lemons, zucchini, and dill. Now, I had thought about mushrooms, but I thought, mushrooms and lemon? I'm not sure about that. Those of you who've tried it, you can tell me otherwise. So anyway, I figured we'll start with the chopping of items and readying them, because even for something like this, you like to be ready. So I'm going to give you some different sounds. I have a, for my herbs, I have a chopper, because I'm not very good at hand chopping. I got one of those Miracle Chopper units, and they're good, don't get me wrong. You know, and you know, they're beautiful. Miracle Magic Bolt is another one. But I, you know, and I like my Miracle Chop because they all chop it perfectly. I had thought that I was gonna do another or do something with that last argument, but not argument, but sentence, but kind of threw it out the window. So I'm starting out. I'm gonna do what chefs call chefs and those who have been through French training or know the French language. It's called mise en place, and mise en place basically means that you have everything ready so that when you go to do your dish, then you have everything there so you can stick it all into your pan or whatever you're going to use. Now with this, I'm going to use linguine just because you've got the juices of the lemon and everything, so in fact, that's what the lady that was at the cashier recommended as well. Linguine or even spaghetti, I haven't. We'll see what's in my little container. Now what I've done here is I've taken the half of pepper and I've cut each the half into half. Basically the half into fourths, basically. So, and then sliced it from there because I like big pieces, but in some dishes it's nicer to have those pieces be smaller. Now this is a big zucchini, so I'll probably make them smaller as well. I usually like cutting my zucchini into four and then lengthwise, and then going from there. So I'm going to put those together, the zucchini and the peppers together. I should have only done one end, but oh well. It just means I'll have to use it quicker. So yeah, I'm going to put a fair bit of zucchini in. I'd suggest that you look up my lemons, but they were thought to be a cross between two kinds of lemons, Lisbon and something else. I can't remember which. If I've got time in one of the booths, I will pop on and mention that. So basically, I'm going to, I think, slice lengthwise the zucchini, and this is about 4 inches of zucchini. I'm going to slice them so that lengthwise, and then I'm going to slice them again. Usually I don't do this way because I find that with, when you do it this way, if you're not careful, you can end up overcooking the zucchini. And there's nothing, well, there are other things that are worse than overcooked zucchini. But zucchini isn't one of my favorites. It can go to mush. So I'm going to leave it at that and right now, and the next time I talk to you, I'm going to start treating the Meyer lemons. Treating them. Leave you. Talk to you.